Fluffy, myself, and a little discussion about non-disabled people cosplaying as disabled people and whether we think that is right or wrong. Fluffy, do you want to take the lead on that?
So personally, I have a bit of a visceral reaction to this, and I don't really think it's right. And the reason I don't think it's right is it's difficult enough for disabled people. And for example, say a person who uses a wheelchair but has some mobility, say that they get up and they can use a walking stick and things like this. So they're an ambulatory wheelchair user. It's difficult to be taken seriously and to be accepted. And there are a lot of people who feel that people who are using wheelchairs are fakers. And so if you go to a convention and you are non-disabled, but you're using a disability aid, you will be seen as disabled and treated as such during the day. And so then you may inadvertently perpetuate the stereotype that disabled people are faking. And it's the fact that, like, you can do the entire cosplay, but you do not necessarily need to have the wheelchair or whatever else is involved with that. I just have this issue of it being used kind of as a prop. So I think Kylie Jenner did a photo shoot at one point where she used a wheelchair, and she described it was meant to be like a metaphor for confinement, whereas I find my wheelchair to be quite liberating for allowing me to go out and about. And also there would be the fear that maybe someone, because a wheelchair is not necessarily easily accessible, they may show up at the convention center, and if there's a possibility to rent a wheelchair for the day, rent a wheelchair, which then means that an actual disabled person may not be able to get a wheelchair for the day. So there's like knock-on impact. And I just sometimes feel like it's not necessary. And there are obviously two different issues, issues of blackface and issues of appropriating disability mobility aids and things like that. Two very different issues. But it's not okay to do blackface, and it shouldn't be okay to basically pretend to be disabled. In both cases, there is a history and there's different associations and things there. And so I personally find it a bit upsetting. It's a bit like when non-disabled actors take disabled roles.
I can understand where you're coming from. I think this is where we might differ ever so slightly, but I think that makes for a good conversation nonetheless. Now, when I say we differ slightly, it's not a black and white. Now, when it comes to issues, Kylie Jenner, that to me, that was just horrific, because I'm not confined to my wheelchair. I'm not being condemned by the wheelchair. Like yourself, I feel liberated by it. I feel my wheelchair gives me my life. It gives me my access to the world. And it's the same as acting. I think that when it's a disabled role, it should go to a disabled actor, and it shouldn't be somebody like just one example I've heard of, the non-disabled actor portrayed a wheelchair user in Glee. But what really hammered home just how wrong it was, there was one episode where it basically was him singing and dancing, and he got out of his wheelchair to dance, and that was like a big wow moment. And it was part of the song was over, he's back in his wheelchair, and it started like, oh, he's back in his wheelchair again.
Yeah, so sort of presented as like an inspirational moment. Whereas, you know, I'm an ambulatory wheelchair user. If I get up out of my chair, it's not inspiring. It's just my everyday existence.
That's what I say. Like, I mean, I don't like inspirational porn. I just think it's horrific. And, you know, I do sing, and I do a lot of work, and you do a lot of work too, Felicity. And it's not because we're inspiring people. It's just because we've got work to do and it needs to be done.
Yeah, and I think one of the issues with inspiration porn, at least I find personally, because I would share stuff on the nonprofit page, sometimes people can go and work, say, with Barcroft TV to make like a little mini documentary with the best intentions. But then the producers can showcase their ableism and how they edit, present the topic. So like the voiceover can be very ableist. And so I struggle with those ones because I know the intention. Obviously, the disabled person who's in the documentary is saying what they're wanting to express and tell the world. But then you have these ableist tones that present it as inspiring sometimes. And so I struggle because obviously this person, it's important representation that this person wanted to put out there, and it's their voice and their experience. But sometimes the editing and the presentation can be really problematic. But we're digressing from the issue of people dressing up as disabled characters.
Well, to actually to bring it back to that topic again, this is where we slightly differ. As a rule, I don't think you should cosplay as a disabled person. For example, I wouldn't want somebody cosplaying me, and I wouldn't want somebody cosplaying you. But I don't have a major issue with them cosplaying Professor X from the X-Men. I mean, you might slightly different there, because he has a wheelchair user himself. Now, you had raised an interesting point privately that it could be a middle ground that could be met somewhere, and I just thought that could be a good ground. So if maybe you wanted to tell our listeners what that might be?
Yeah, so just in regards to Professor X briefly, was it he wasn't always in a wheelchair. So you do not necessarily need to represent Professor X when he's a wheelchair user. But when I was looking at other people's opinions on this issue, I did find some who suggested a middle ground where you could potentially use a wheelchair for a photo of you in the cosplay, but then you don't use it throughout the day when you're in the convention center. I'm not sure that's something that I personally feel that good about. It's one of those things, like, I'm not sure I would be for that, but I believe you have a slightly different view on that, that you might be a bit more relaxed on this one.
Be a bit more relaxed. And to me, it's not the same league, which you've already said earlier yourself, Blackface or anything out there. It's about portraying your favourite character, your favourite comic book or film, television. I know you were a little bit technical there when you said the Professor X wasn't always in a wheelchair, but that's what people associate with him, because that's what his character was built around. It's only recently in recent films that you had the prequels to show that he wasn't always in a wheelchair. And again, most disabled people who are wheelchair users weren't always in a wheelchair either, so that weren't born in a wheelchair, so that's part of the narrative. But I do think, but I don't want them to run around pretending that they are disabled the whole Comic-Con. To me, that has to be a no-no. If you're not part of the photo shoot, you're not part of some sort of masquerade ball, you're not part of some event built around the costume, you should be out of the wheelchair, which we talked about a little bit earlier. You know, you shouldn't be going to get a sandwich, going to get a drink, still in your wheelchair. To me, that's totally wrong. And that's what we don't know where. You shouldn't be using your wheelchair as an excuse to get into the disabled toilets. Definitely not. And majorly, a major point for me, you can't be taking one of the provided wheelchairs that the event is offering. You cannot appropriate somebody else's wheelchair.
Yeah, so I think for me, at its core, what it comes down to is that disability isn't a costume. And I think it's not something that when I come home, I can just I can't just remove my cosplay and suddenly I'm not disabled. And so I think that's why I have such a strong reaction to it. It's obviously, it's not, like, there's no way to sort of provide it as an equivalent to blackface. It isn't. They're two very different issues. But I think it's a way that people can best understand why there might be issues within the community. So obviously there's a history behind blackface and there's all the issues there, and there's a different history around people appropriating mobility aids and disability and things around this, but just there is a history there, and I think people need to be sensitive and aware of that, because disability isn't a costume.
But I would love now, and some of our listeners, just what we comment now on Facebook and Twitter. What is your opinion? Are you cosplay, if you're not disabled, not be allowed? Are you happy enough with it, or are you allowed it in different circumstances? I'd love to hear what you say and what your opinion is, because I can't say that I'm right, and I can't say Felicity's right, and he's probably the same, because we're part of one tree, but there's many, many different branches, just like there's many, many different opinions.